Thanks for calling customer support. This is Shanita. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to know what is your company? What do you do? I'm getting charges on my credit card, and I don't believe I've ever signed up for anything with your company.
This is a third-party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts. I can pull up your account and give you your information for your account.
All right.
May I have your zip code?
It's seven. Let's see, for this one, it'd be 72215.
And may I have your first and last name?
It's Virginia Huntley.
And that was 72215.
That's where my credit card is, goes. Are you
Okay.
also with Perfect Life Fitness? No,
We
you're.
work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
Well,
Can you
I didn't
confirm
sign
that
up.
address for me?
The mailing address is P.O. Box 55934, Little Rock, Arkansas 72215. I'd like to know what this is.
Do you have another address, ma'am?
Four Oak Cliff Circle.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address I have on file.
72205.
Yes, ma'am. 4 Oak Cliff Circle, Little Rock, Arkansas.
What is
Seven.
this?
So on March the 24th, did you enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
No, I did not.
Okay, so on April, on March the 24th, someone entered a contest, paid maybe $2 to $5 to enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum. And in terms and conditions, it was stated that once they entered the contest, they would automatically be enrolled in the Bites Hub app, which focused on real food to boost your energy to cut sugar and carbs. That's the $59.89 payment that you're seeing on your account. Due to fraud, I'm finna get this account canceled
Yeah,
and get
it's
you
fraud.
transferred over to the fraud department.
Yeah, it was charged in April and May for 59. I don't have, I have to pull up my April statement. I mean my March statement. I don't think I
Yes, ma'am,
remember
it was
seeing.
charged in March, April, and May.
It's definitely fraud, honey. I'm sorry, but can you credit all? That's 150 something dollars. I don't. I guess I need to start looking at my credit card more. Oh, God. I'll call my bank too and get this taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna transfer you over to the fraud department, and they're gonna handle all the they're gonna handle this account for you and get your money back and get your account situated. And anyone that used your account will get charged. We take that very seriously.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, I would say.
Yes, ma'am. They're gonna open up a claim.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
Go
ma'am, we
ahead
take
and
it
get my
very
bank.
seriously here, ma'am.
Yeah.
We
Yeah,
don't
I
play
don't
that.
I would I have two vacuum cleaners. There's no reason for me to.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah. So someone entered, they had all your information. They had your phone number, 501, hold on, 501-413-6608. They have your email as VIRG Virginia dot Huntley at sbcglobal.net, and they had all your address.
Did they have my P.O. box too?
No, ma'am, I don't see your P.O. box on here. I just see the 4 Oak Cliff Circle on here. That's why when you said your P.O. box, I was like, no, that's not the one I have.
Okay. Something's wrong there. Okay. I'm gonna have to call my bank. This is twice this has happened.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting your information transferred over and getting you transferred over to the fraud department, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm getting you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.